بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل، ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. وقد قال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تقوم الساعة على أحد يقول الله الله. وبعد، respected علماء الكرام، حفاظ of the Quran الكريم، elders and friends in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. There are four great favors that any mu'min, any believer enjoys. Amongst the four most significant and most dear things to his heart are the following four: one's wealth and possessions, home, car, money, etc. Secondly, good health and life. That these moments of life and good health that a person enjoys is indeed a great favor and very dear to a person. Thirdly, one's dignity and honor. Izzah, or dignity and honor enjoyed by a person. And fourth is Iman, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all that Allah wants us to believe in. So four great favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ascending order of importance. Once again, our wealth, second to that our good health and our life, third dignity and honor, and fourth Iman and belief in Allah and all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to believe in, having the correct aqidah and belief structure. Now let us go into these to understand the reason for this order of importance. Naturally, a person's wealth and belongings and money and possessions are absolutely dear to a person. But if it ever so happens, Allah forbid, our iman is too weak for us to be tested, that a very close family member takes ill, has to be rushed to the hospital and admitted into ICU, with the costs we know are absolutely astronomical, escalating, a person has to choose then at that point: shall I spend this wealth that was dear to me and that I've accumulated throughout my life so that my child or my dear and beloved one can enjoy some good health and his life may be spared and saved? Then obviously a person does not hesitate at that juncture to give preference to good health and life of oneself or one's beloved ones over wealth that had been amassed throughout an entire lifetime. The second category in ascending order of importance, let us compare life and good health to dignity and honor. If a person faces a situation where one's life can be spared, but one's dignity and honor will be wrenched and taken away, then naturally a person would say, I rather lose my life with dignity and honor than live on a life of degradation. That is why it is mentioned in the books of jurisprudence that if a Muslim female, in protecting her chastity and honor, has to lose her life for this sake, she either loses her chastity or loses her life, and she chooses rather to lose her life in the name of honor and dignity, then she is a shahida, she is a martyr in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the third most important thing: dignity and honor. And something that is even more important than that, the great ni'mah and the great wealth and favor of iman, which is what we explore and look at today. Such a commodity, such a gift, such a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no other favor, whether it is all the wealth and possessions of this world, whether it is the best of health, whether it is even izzah and dignity and honor, then nothing can equate to the great favor, the great ni'mah of iman. Iman, what is the definition first and foremost of iman? You know, we constantly say, let us make shukr to Allah ta'ala for our iman. Alhamdulillah, we have iman, we are mu'mineen, we are believers. What is the exact definition of iman? A very simple and concise definition that tells us the beauty of the Arabic language. Tasdeequn Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima jaa. Verifying with absolute certainty and belief and conviction everything that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought and conveyed as a matter of deen unto us. We believe in every one of those facets, every one of those branches, every one of those statements conveyed in the recited form of wahi in the Qur'an al-Kareem or the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, that which is undoubtedly an aspect of this deen, we believe in it with absolute yaqeen and certainty. That is the definition of iman. Now, to understand how iman benefits a person, as we had heard in last week's talk by my respected colleague Mawlana Muhammad Amin Rawat Sahab, that there are various stages in the life of a person. Once a person is given existence in this world, the life of this world, the second, which is a temporary station, the Alamul Barzakh, from the time of death until the day of judgment, and a third, very important and fundamental, which is the real life, the everlasting life of eternity of the hereafter. Iman benefits a person in every one of these stages. In this worldly life, a person who possesses iman, no matter what he has lost of this world, he enjoys the greatest thinkable favor. A person whose heart is filled with iman and belief in Allah with sincerity, and all that Allah wants us to believe in, then no matter he has the sky as his cover and a brick as his pillow and a very meager subsistence, he is successful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very emphatically says, who is a successful person? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ رُزِقَ كَفَافًا قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ هُدِيَ لِلْإِسْلَامِ وَرُزِقَ كَفَافًا وَقَنَّعَهُ اللَّهُ بِمَا أَعْطَاهُ. Successful indeed is that person. Successful indeed is that person who is granted the following three favors, who has been guided towards Islam, whose heart is filled with iman and it manifests itself in the practices and the injunctions of Islam. Secondly, who has been given such sustenance that suffices for one's basic needs and necessities, not too much in extravagance and not too little that he has to stretch his hands to others. Let us not misunderstand the point here. Islam and iman encourages us first and foremost to fix our gaze on the eternal success of the hereafter, but in no way does it impede our success and well-being in this world, provided, very important, provided that it does not come at the detriment or the cost of our akhirah. Success of this world is encouraged, provided that in acquiring that success, one does not sacrifice, one does not put at a cost the eternal success of the hereafter. And the third favor, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, after being granted sustenance that suffices for the basic needs and necessities, is that the person is given the quality of qana'ah, of contentment, of being pleased with the lot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for a person. So this iman in this world ensures every form of success. You know, we have said that iman is a greater favor than wealth, than good health, and even before our dignity and honor. A companion of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, while he was Amir al-Mu'mineen, was once captured by a Roman king who said to this companion, this Muslim, what would you say if I give you the option, allow me to be married to the daughter of the leader of the Muslims, the daughter of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and in lieu of that, I will accept Iman. I will enter the fold of Islam. His companion was perplexed with this question. Naturally, he could not reach a fixed decision. He says, I cannot give you a confirmed answer. And then when he eventually returned to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and he related what had been said, this option that this king had given, allow me to take in marriage the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, and in lieu of that, I guarantee you that I will accept Islam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said to him very strongly, why did you not immediately reply in the affirmative? Subhanallah, what great words of wisdom. And that is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if there ever was a Nabi to be sent after me, it would have been Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu says, why did you not reply in the affirmative and accept this offer from him? For how can the daughter of Umar come anywhere near the great ni'mah and the great favor of Iman? Subhanallah, we have not understood the magnanimity, the greatness of this favor. Iman, in the second important stage, the alamul barzakh, the life of the grave, the life between death and the day of judgment, Iman will ensure a person's success. Our qabr being illuminated, being protected from the punishment of the grave, and very importantly, the three fundamental questions that will be posed to a person once a person goes into the darkness of the grave. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and these are words of absolute haq and truth. When people have buried a person, and the last footsteps, the last people, the beloved of this person who has passed on, the deceased, his close family members stay on some extra time in comparison to others. When their footsteps can still be heard at the grave as they are walking away, leaving this deceased person to face his reckoning with his iman and his a'mal that he had accumulated throughout his life. Munkar and Nakir, the interrogating malaika, the angels of the grave, make this believer sit up. You know, we continuously talk about the importance of salah. So beautifully, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when a believer is made to sit up in his grave, and he was habitual on his salah and punctual on his salah, the scene in front of him is as if the sun is about to set. And rubbing his eyes like a person who has just woken up, tells the angels, just leave me alone, I still have to perform my Salatul Asr of today, I have not yet performed my Asr Namaz. The Messenger of Allah indicates that this person is assured great success in the coming interrogation. The three fundamental questions, Man Rabbuk, who was your Rabb, your sustainer? Who did you acknowledge as the nourisher and sustainer of all the worlds? A believer will very strongly reply, Allah. Ma dinuk, what was your creed, what was your way of life? Al-Islam, dini al-Islam. My entire life was guided by Islam. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. This dunya is like a jail for a believer, being bounded by regulations, by restrictions in all aspects of our lives. What can we eat? What can't we eat? How does one fulfill one's natural desires, nikah and zina? How does one restrain oneself from usurping the rights of others? How does one go to every length and aspire to please Allah Ta'ala in every situation, be it in business, be it in our worship, be it in the confines of our home, in our social life, in our akhlaq and character? So my deen and my creed and my way of life was Islam and its regulations and injunctions, will a believer reply emphatically. And then an image of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be placed in front of us. Who was this person? And one who had the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman in him as the Rasul of Allah ta'ala, had practically emulated the sunnahs and the mubarak ways and respected the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will reply that this is the messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is success. He is guaranteed a peaceful rest until the day of judgment, with the fragrances of Jannah coming into his qabr that will be spacious and widened. On the other hand, may Allah protect, a person who did not recognize, did not believe in Allah with yaqeen and sincerity, when he is asked, who was your Rabb? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam uses the words ha ha, exclaiming in sorrow and remorse, I don't know. What was your deen? One who had followed one's wants and desires and carnal desires in every aspect of life, one have no resort but to say, ha ha, I do not know. And thirdly, he will not recognize Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is once again reality and happened. The words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is absolutely truthful. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says he already starts to taste the torment of his ill decisions when the qabr closes upon a person and the ribs of one side goes into the other. The serpents and the scorpions of the qabr are set upon such a person. You know, this is not the prophet of doom, wal-ayadu billah. These are the words of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the most compassionate in the entire creation. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that if one of those serpents had to spit onto the surface of this earth, so venomous it is that not a single blade of grass would grow. So this iman then goes on to benefit a person immensely in the hereafter, where he is ensured the greatest form of success. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارُ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. We cannot ask for more emphatic words than the Quran Kareem itself, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on the day of judgment after recompensation, the one who is granted entry into Jannah and kept away and distanced from the fire of Jahannam, most certainly, those familiar with the Arabic language will know that there is two forms of stress, the past tense and the word qad, that would translate that most certainly and surely he is ensured emphatic and the greatest and eternal success. So this iman is indeed a great ni'mah, a very, very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us on a daily basis ponder and think about this favor. Let us cherish and value this favor, even if it means by means of our lives. How many people in the world today are being persecuted, are being tortured, are being killed purely on the basis that they say, Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is my one Allah who I believe in, and dedicate myself unto entire submission. Now we may think, why do we talk about iman to us who are believers, who are reciters of this kalima? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, aminu. Believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Believe in the Quran Kareem and all the previous scriptures. And Allah ta'ala says very, very clearly thereafter, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ. Whosoever denies and disbelieves in Allah, in the existence of the angels, in the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any one of them, and who denies and rejects the day of judgment, then that person has been far led astray from the straight path. He is in absolute and total deviation. When Allah tells us to believe, who is Allah addressing? A hafiz of the Quran will testify for me. Allah is not saying, Ya ayyuha alladhina nafaqu, O the hypocrites, you believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina ashraku, O mushrikeen, you believe. Ya ayyuha al-kuffar, aminu, O disbelievers. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those who have believed, continuously ensure the protection of your iman. O those who have believed, cherish and value this ni'mah of iman, that without any eligibility from our side, we have been given this greatest gift of iman that no wealth of this world can equate to. A very, very important point also is let us make every effort to salvage, to protect and to nurture our iman. In other words, let us refrain and stay away from those things that could be a means of deprivation of iman. The greatest deprivation that can befall any person, that a person had spent one's entire life as a Muslim, in Muslim garb, he may have performed salah, he may have outwardly practiced the injunctions of Islam, but on account of a heinous action in his or her life, at that most critical juncture, where the malaika and the angels are encouraging a person to protect his iman and leave this world with iman, and shaitan on the other hand is making an all-out last-ditch effort to snatch and save and take iman away from this person, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, if I recall correctly, was in the throes of death. When people heard him around saying, not as yet, not as yet, they asked him, O great Imam, what is the meaning of the statement? And when he regained some consciousness, he says that Shaitan had come to me and said, O Ahmad bin Hanbal, this great Imam, whose janazah was attended by more than 1 million people and more than 20,000 Christians merely on seeing his janazah accepted Islam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, Shaitan came to me and said, O great Imam, your entire life I have tried to lead you astray, but you remain steadfast and you are resilient. The moment has come where I have to concede defeat and acknowledge that you have overpowered me. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal was not complacent. He remained steadfast to the last breath and said, not as yet, not as yet. In other words, until the moment of Sakarat, Shaitan is using his ploys and plotting to snatch this greatest gift away from us. How many times people have recorded incidents of Muslims at the time of death, when they are encouraged to recite the kalima, which would ensure eternal success if recited sincerely, the kind of sin that they may have been involved in. A person has said, bring me the liquor. Another had said, let me listen to music and do not tell me about this kalima and reciting these things. May Allah protect, may Allah protect, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from these kinds of evil endings. So very important that we protect ourselves from the means of deprivation. And what is that? Let us be appreciative first and foremost of this iman. Let us abstain as far as possible from sins. Good deeds strengthen and fortify our iman. And sins slowly but surely eats away at the iman and weakens the iman of a person. And then most importantly, let us refrain from statements, though we may claim to be Muslims, but statements that are so dangerous that may effectively take a person out of the fold of Islam. And what is meant here? Making a mockery of, jesting, denying, rejecting anything that is a fundamental of Islam. For example, a person may believe in everything that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, but one single fundamental he denies and rejects, has reservations about, or makes a mockery of, be it Salah, be it the Adhan, be it the Hafiz of the Quran Kareem, be it the Hujjah of the Hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as an integral part of proof in Islamic injunctions. Rejection, denial, or mockery of any of the fundamentals could lead very, very heinously to a person being deprived of iman at the critical juncture. Some of the great scholars have mentioned other means of a person being deprived is looking down upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a hafiz of the Quran or an alim of deen, that has been mentioned by many great scholars as being very potent means of people being deprived of the iman. In other words, looking down upon anything or anyone that is an integral representative of the deen of Islam. So let us be concerned. A sign of a perfect iman, the sign of the strength of iman, is that a person is at all times wary of the protection of this iman. Sayyidina Hanzala radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once said, Nafaqa Hanbala, Nafaqa Hanbala. On studying his iman, his behavior in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in comparison to when he was not with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this perfect level of iman made him wary and concerned that lest his iman be tainted by strands of hypocrisy. This in itself is a sign of iman, that one is concerned and worried about the protection and the perfection of our iman. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very, very great scholar, a person once sat in his company and saw that he started weeping profusely, weeping like a little baby. Somebody asked him, have you committed a sin that has led you to cry like a baby? He picked up a little piece of straw and said that, Wallah, now that you have asked me this question, as far as practical injunctions of Islam are concerned, I did not deviate even as much as this little straw away from the commands of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, I do not remember committing an action that contradicts what Allah wants me to be. So why are you crying, O great Imam? He says, this greatest favor of Iman that we enjoy at this point, I shed tears and I weep and I cry like a baby, and this is not even sufficient in the worry and concern that I should not leave this world deprived of this Iman. That I should leave this world with this great favor that I enjoy at present and go and meet my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this very same Iman that Allah has blessed me with at this stage. To understand the magnanimity, the preciousness, the greatness of even a minute amount of Iman, if it is with sincerity and ikhlas, then this carries great weight in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah says, لا تقوم الساعة على أحد يقول الله الله. This very world and this universe is in existence purely because of Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when there comes a time when there is not a single believer taking the name of Allah and even saying Allah, Allah, then this world is no longer worthy of existence and it will be obliterated, it will be annihilated, and Qiyamah will come upon this world. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved leader, he says, I have the great honor to be the very first person to be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. وَبِيَدِي لِوَاءُ الْحَمْدِ وَأَنَا سَيِّدُ النَّاسِ وَلَا فَخْرٍ. I will hold the banner that denotes the greatest praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. I will be the leader of the entire humanity on the Day of Judgment. And he says, I say this without any arrogance and pride. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be the very first to go and knock at the doors of Jannah. And as I expect to go in, I will find the countenance of Allah ta'ala in front of me evident. I will immediately, naturally prostrate and go into sajda. Praise Allah ta'ala in such words that no creation has ever praised Allah with. My Allah shall respond to me, Ya Muhammad. قُلْ تُسْمَعْ وَاشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ وَتَكَلَّمْ تُسْمَعْ. Say, you will be heard. Intercede, your intercession will be accepted. And who does our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remember at that monumental occasion? Ya Rabbi Ummati Ummati. O Allah, members of my Ummah, members of my Ummah, who as yet are being cleansed in the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Allah ta'ala will say to his beloved, that go and remove those of your Ummatis who are still in the fire of Jahannam. وَفِي قَلْبِهِ حَبَّةٌ مِّنْ شَعِيرٍ مِّنَ الْإِيمَانِ. A person who had Iman equivalent to a barley seed, then go and take him out of the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shall intercede and remove such believers from the fire of Jahannam. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go prostrate. Again praise Allah ta'ala, the same response. And Allah ta'ala will then say that now go and remove a person who had Iman equivalent nisfu habbatim min sha'irim min al-Iman. Half a mustard or a barley seed's weight of Iman, take him also out of the fire of Jahannam. Such persons will also be removed and put into Jannah. And then finally, when all the people of Jannah have gone into Jannah, and the people of Jahannam will remain therein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall personally attend to such people whose Iman was so minute that it is known to Allah alone. Some people in the fire of Jahannam whose Iman was so minute, other people in Jahannam will taunt them, what did your Iman, though it be little, benefit you? You are here with us suffering, you did not ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall personally remove such people. They will be burnt beyond recognition. They will be put into Jannah. And life will be brought back to them by drinking from the waters of Jannah. They will be taunted. Other people in Jannah will say to them, هؤلاء الجهنميون. These are those who have just recently arrived from Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall personally intercede on behalf. لا هؤلاء هم عتقاء الرحمن. No, these are those whom Allah has personally emancipated and freed from the fire of Jahannam. Such honor for those who will possess the least level of Iman. Can we imagine what a priceless gift this is? Let us on a daily basis thank Allah Ta'ala verbally, Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam. From our hearts, be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. And if we can, at least on a daily basis, let us recite 2 rakats of Salah, Salat al-Shukr, Nafal Salah, Salat of gratitude to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for this Iman. And continuously, excessively do the dhikr, remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, jaddidu imanakum, continuously refresh and strengthen your Iman. They asked, how do we do that? The Messenger of Allah says, أكثروا من قول لا إله إلا الله. Abundantly recite لا إله إلا الله. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me firstly and all of us the ability to practice upon what has been said. Brothers, very, very quickly, just to go through a report. You know, fortunately, when we had made the appeal for the blanket distribution, the response once again, as every year, was absolutely amazing. The blanket distributions had taken place in various phases to various places. A large number of people from the community, the Musallis, had gone to the orange farms for various distributions. Almost 700 blankets were given to a primary school, the poorest of the poor in the entire squatter camp, the Steve Biko Primary School. Thereafter, 30 were given to some orphans from the vicinity, an old age home that caters for those who are elderly and physically disabled, were given 50 blankets. Thereafter, 100 were given to those who had been stricken with the disaster in the old age home in Springs recently. And then in this week, 360 were given at a school, the Futura School in Ridgeway, that caters for children with learning and other forms of disabilities. And there are 63 blankets that remain that will be distributed in the Westbury area. Now, these are some, or majority of them, I think, have been covered in this report. A total of in excess of 1,400 blankets had been distributed. And ask any of those who had participated in the distribution, the great benefit was that many of the youth had gone along and seen those in dire poverty to appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And no words, really no words, can encapsulate the joy, the happiness, and the appreciation to Islam and the Deen of Islam for this little means that will alleviate some kind of difficulty from these people. Most importantly, we make dua that Allah Ta'ala accepts it from us, and that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes the means of hidayat and guidance for one and all. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.